are casual games forming another internet bubble? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a big expansion of casual games, Viacom, the parent company of Nickelodeon and MTV, is investing $100 million to add 1,600 new titles to its lineup of websites that includes Nick.com, NickJr.com, Neopets.com, and AddictingGames.com. Viacom is expanding the number of casual games to 6,000. Casual games are typically played online. They have simple rules, require no great skill, and have lower production values than big-budget console games like Halo and World of Warcraft. They range from card games like Solitaire to puzzle adventure games like Mystery Case Files Huntsville. The majority of casual game players are women, and most of them are over the age of 35. Even though core games like Halo that appeal to boys and young men get more media attention, casual game business development analyst Jane Pinkard says casual games are the mainstream.
That core gamer audience, which is mostly boys, is actually the niche audience, I think. And then the casual gaming is actually the broader audience. And right now it happens to be dominated by women just because men have had other outlets. You know, they've had more access to consoles. And but I think we're going to see that it's really going to balance out.
According to various estimates, about one-third of internet users play casual games like Diner Dash, in which a player takes on the role of a stockbroker who quits her job to run her own diner at least once a week. But the big money is still in so-called core games. They rake in about four times the revenue. Still, the casual game business is gaining prominence. It's growing by about 20% year over year, according to the Casual Gaming Association. John Welch is co-founder and CEO of casual game portal Play First, where you can find the popular Diner Dash game.
The industry today that's reaching hundreds of millions of people, that hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent on these games, is really just a handful of years old, whereas core video games, console games, are more like 30 years old. So there's just been time to have gaming become prolific with the younger, more male console audience versus the mass audience. But it's happening very, very quickly now. And literally there have been 200 million people that have played Diner Dash. That's more people than have played Halo. That's more people than have played The Sims.
Welch worries that the casual game field is growing too fast. He senses a bubble as more and more companies seek to cash in on casual games. Venture capitalist Sharon Weinbar with Scale Venture Partners says many game developers are trying, but few will succeed.
I track over 100 companies making web-based casual games, and I can guarantee you that few of them will be successful. However, there are probably about at least 20 or 30 right now that have more than a million monthly uniques. So that's more than a million people who come to play on that site every month, which is about the size you need to start making significant revenue. And it's really unpredictable which thing will be successful. It's very much like a movie. Some of them are big hits, some of them are not, and it's kind of inexplicable, and it's just taste and who invites their friends to come. It's either you open big on a weekend or you don't. It's just like a movie.
The Casual Gaming Association says consumers spent about $2.2 billion on casual games last year. That compares to $8.6 billion for video game software, according to market research firm NPD Group. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.